It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 4th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Swedish diplomat and humanitarian Raoul Wallenberg, born in 1912 near Stockholm. He is widely celebrated for saving tens of thousands of Jews in Nazi-occupied Hungary during the Holocaust during the latter stages of World War II. While serving as Sweden's special envoy in Budapest between July and December 1944, he issued protective passports and sheltered Jews in buildings designated as Swedish territory. On January 17, 1945, during the siege of Budapest by the Red Army, Wallenberg was detained by the Soviets on suspicion of espionage, and subsequently he disappeared. He was later reported to have died on July 17, 1947, while imprisoned by the KGB in the Lubyanka prison in Moscow. The motives behind Wallenberg's arrest and imprisonment by the Soviet government, along with questions surrounding the circumstances of his death and his possible ties to U.S. intelligence, remain mysterious and are the subject of continued speculation. Due to his courageous actions on behalf of the Hungarian Jews, Wallenberg has been the subject of numerous humanitarian honors in the decades following his presumed death. In 1981, U.S. Congressman Tom Lantos, himself one of those saved by Wallenberg, sponsored a bill making him an honorary citizen of the United States. Wallenberg is also an honorary citizen of Canada, Hungary, Australia, and Israel. Israel has also designated him as one of the righteous among the nations. Monuments have been dedicated to him and streets have been named for him throughout the world. A Raoul Wallenberg Committee of the United States was created in 1981 to perpetuate the humanitarian ideals of the nonviolent courage of Raoul Wallenberg. It gives the Raoul Wallenberg Award annually to recognize persons who carry out these goals. Postage stamps have been issued in his honor by nations on five continents. On July 26, 2012, he was awarded a Congressional Gold Medal by the United States Congress in recognition of his achievements and heroic actions during the Holocaust. Wallenberg was aware of his 1/16th Jewish ancestry and proud of it. It came from his great-great-grandfather, Michael Benedix, who immigrated to Stockholm in 1780. Professor Ingemar Hedenius, a leading Swedish philosopher, recalled a conversation with Wallenberg dating back to 1930 when they were together in an army hospital during military service. "We had many long and intimate conversations. He was so full of ideas and plans for the future. Although I was a good deal older, I was enormously impressed by him. He was proud of his partial Jewish ancestry. And as I recall, he must have even exaggerated it somewhat, because I remember him saying, 'A person like me, who is both a Wallenberg and half Jewish, can never be defeated.'" I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 4th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.